This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You know, we're talking about in the last hour, and I think it's worth carrying on this conversation. We were talking about a law that's come into effect in Oklahoma that allows, protects police officers on and off duty. If you touch a police officer in the state of Oklahoma who's off duty, you don't have to know they're an off-duty police officer. You touch them. You're liable to get a felony. There was a case where a couple of guys were fighting in a bar. Ostensibly, we are to believe that the one guy who was not a police officer did not know that the guy with whom he was bumped into and decided to get into a pushy argument with was a police officer. And that, you know, they got into a fight. Any other circumstance, you just had two guys fighting, whatever it, however it came out, it came out. But you certainly wouldn't have one being able to charge the other one with a felony.
Right. Well, the primary state representative, Republican state representative for this bill, Mike Sanders, has gone on to say, "This is just one more tool to protect our law enforcement agents and officers." Sanders continues, "Even though you take off the uniform, you are always a law enforcement officer."
They do say that.
Yeah. This makes perfect sense if we assume that the expression law enforcement officer refers to an identity rather than an occupation.
Yeah.
State Senator Kyle Loveless, who co-sponsored the state Senate version of the measure, claimed that there are people who stalk, threaten, and assault officers even when they're off the clock simply out of revenge.
I'm sure that there are people who have done that in the past, but what we can look at is we can look at the number of police officers who have been killed on duty. We get those numbers. We don't get the number. We don't get numbers of how many people are killed by police officers. We do get the numbers of how many police officers who are killed. And if we look at the number of police officers who are killed this year versus, say, I don't know, last year, we can see that those that are killed by violent means. I'm not talking about a police officer who's walking along, the side of the road and gets knocked into a ditch because he pulled somebody over for speeding. I'm not talking about somebody who has a heart attack because they chased down a suspect. I'm talking about people who are...
Somebody that had a heart attack because they ate too many cheeseburgers and they weren't even on duty when they had a heart attack.
I do have an article that police officers...
You said we don't get numbers of people killed by police officers.
Those are not reported by the government.
There is not a government-tracked number of how many people police officers kill.
Now we
the FBI
numbers.
And the DOJ do not tabulate those figures.
The press attempts to compile
numbers.
That's
not true at all. Those numbers, you can look up numbers for when there's a police encounter and someone dies. Yes, absolutely.
You can look that number up. You can do independent investigation. But you cannot go to the FBI or the DOJ website and get a number where they have numbers of this is how many police officers died, this is how many police officers got injured on duty, this is how many arrests were made, this is how many arrests of this type were made. The DOJ and FBI have those figures, but the DOJ and the FBI do not tell you how many people got killed by police officers.
Okay.
They have a number of how many police officers got killed by cows, but not how many people got killed by a police officer.
Right, and you can see what the values judgment is there, right? Like the government says that it is not valuable information to know how many citizens are killed by police officers.
Right.
People are killed by police officers. It is valuable information to know how many police officers are killed by people.
And cows. And lightning. And any other inanimate object that you can think of or other living being that's not a person.
Right. If you want the story about the kid who got killed riding his bicycle down the street because a police officer was going 90 miles an hour through a residential area, and those stories we get, you'll have to find an independent news source to tell you, and then compiling those numbers is very difficult. We don't know how many children are killed every year by police officers who are exceeding the speed limit.
And there are a couple of independent agencies now that are trying to tabulate those numbers, and they admit, we know that these numbers are not accurate because we can't find all of this stuff.
lies of omission.
But continuing, stalking, menacing, and assault are criminal offenses in Oklahoma. Persistent and exceptionally violent offenders can be prosecuted for felonies whether or not the victim is an off-duty police officer. The new legislation is therefore redundant at best. However, it wasn't designed to address an actual problem. It was intended to create a new entitlement for members of the state's punitive caste and to educate the public about our constant duty to serve and protect the police. We must do all we can to protect our law enforcement officers, Loveless piously intoned. Sanders expressed identical sentiments in a way that unwittingly subverted one of the key tenets of the cop worship cult. We should make sure they're just as safe out of uniform. Did Sanders mean to say that on-duty cops are actually safer than the general public, which is only protected by laws of general application? In an interview last April, Sanders sketched out a scenario in which a criminal could pursue a law enforcement officer in their private lives and face a lower penalty, a situation that described it as an incentive for attacks on off-duty officers. This would only be the case if the existing laws somehow reduce the penalties for violent crimes committed against off-duty police officers.
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous. I mean, right. if police officers are people, and people, you know, it's you're not allowed to stalk people, you're not allowed to violently attack people, they have laws against these things, then why do we need special laws for police officers?
Because we're living on Animal Farm, Mark, to where all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others.
That's about the size of it.
What neither Sanders nor other supporters of the measure will admit is that the purpose of the bill is to lower the threshold for assault. Any incidental contact between a mundane citizen and the sanctified personage of a police officer can be construed as an assault on any officer.
We've seen that. Activists here in New Hampshire. An activist here in New Hampshire was charged for being bumped into by a police officer. Charged with assault.
In some circumstances, the activist citizen withdrawing from contact with an officer has been charged as assault as well. In other words, an officer grabs you and you say, "Get off me."
You know, just trying to pull your arm away.
You pull your arm away.
It hurt my fingers when you pulled away from me.
Right, exactly. In predictable fashion, Sanders described his bill as an appropriate response to what he calls the continued assault on our law enforcement officers nationally.
Right.
It's sort of like the assault on Christmas, right?
I mean, it's ridiculous. I love the war on cops, this whole narrative of the war on cops.
I love when there's a huge, massive majority of people in ridiculous amounts of power that say, "We're persecuted." It's like Christians and Christmas. It really is. It's the same thing.
No,
oh, my
difference.
God, there's an attack on Christmas. That's everywhere. Even though we're the ones in power, we're putting in God We Trust on the money. We're, you know, having laws that are specifically allowed to put monuments to our religion in things. It's the exact same thing. These cops are...
I don't know of any Christians... Unless they're law enforcement officers that go around arresting people for smoking plants or doing things they don't like. So
no,
it's
they
not
just steal
the
money.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
It's worse. It's far worse. And I agree with Daryl on this one.
If you look at the statistics of police officers that have been killed, that number has gone down over the last, 20 to 30 years.
It also...
What I'm saying is the same thing, is the level of complaining about persecution.
But every group complains about persecution.
I'm not claiming that the actions that they're taking are the same. That's not the same thing at all. I'm talking about the persecution complex.
Right, but I would say that every group feels that way. If you asked Congress if they feel persecuted, I'll bet you they can say, "Oh, yeah,
they have to fly... coach." That they're not allowed to fly first class anymore, Mark.
Well, they'll say that you know, the food's better in the Senate dining room than it is in their dining room, and everybody thinks that, you know, they've got a 9% approval rating, so everybody hates them. Every group, and it doesn't matter how powerful or privileged that group is. Police
Sorry,
officers
am I entirely ignorant?
Christians
is the Senate part of Congress?
What's this?
So am I entirely ignorant? Isn't the Senate part of Congress?
The Senate is one of two houses in Congress. Yeah. Most people think that the House of Representatives is Congress,
right,
and that the Senate is the Senate.
If you asked people in Congress, was my question, if they felt persecuted, and then I was trying to think, how would they feel persecuted? Well,
right,
probably
okay.
The ones in the House of Representatives wish they got the food that was in the Senate.
Okay,
right,
yeah.
And the ones in the Senate probably feel like those people in the White House don't listen to us. Every group feels persecuted.
The senators, they have way more offices to upkeep than the members of the House of Representatives, because they're representing an entire state.
You listen to George Bush after he gets out of office, he's like, glad I don't have to listen to people complain anymore. I mean, you know, everybody feels like they're somehow put upon. It's just a big, it's a species of babies. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can give us a call. We have been talking about, well, in this case, a law in Oklahoma that makes it illegal to touch an off-duty police officer, even if you don't know that they're an off-duty police officer. The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM is our username on Skype, and you'll sound awesome there. I want to tell you about a solution that we've found at my household for Obamacare. I know that you know that prices have been going up for many families as far as their health insurance under Obamacare, and that ours is no different. We didn't, you know, the cost, and of course it's mandated that you have health care, so you can't just say, yeah, I don't think I'll do that. So that's a pretty big deal. Well, are there other options? We've always kind of looked for other options, and an option that we found is called Liberty Health Share. It's a health sharing organization, and these are people who are sharing the cost of health care in an easy and efficient way. There isn't all the overhead that comes with the insurance companies and the investments they make with your money and that can go badly and all these sorts of things. You get to choose your doctor. You get to choose your hospital. You don't have to pay for procedures that you are somehow morally opposed to. It's you can join this movement by simply going to joinlhs.com. Again, the website is joinlhs.com. I've got a telephone number. I'll give it to you in a second. But for us, it's really made a difference, and it costs significantly less. It's about half, a little more than half for us, for a family. Joinlhs.com. The number is 800-722-8041. That's a toll-free number, 800-722-8041. Daryl, Ireland is decriminalizing heroin and cocaine?
That is the claim, according to the UK Independent, who is citing Éadan O'Riordan, the chief of Ireland's National Drugs Strategy, who gave a lecture at the London School of Economics on Monday. He said that Ireland will move towards decriminalizing substances, including heroin, cocaine, and cannabis, as part of a radical cultural shift, and that drug users will be able to inject, and I am guessing probably smoke, in specially designated rooms in Dublin beginning next year. The story continues. It says the minister said attitudes to drugs need to move away from shaming addicts to helping them and emphasize that there is a difference between legalization and decriminalization. Yeah, it would remain a crime.
I would think that it would get more people into treatment if you treated if you were concerned about their plight as opposed to simply trying to throw them in jail, right?
You mean doing like what Portugal did about 13 years ago.
And had a great deal of success with.
Where rates of use and rates of abuse have both dropped by, I think I saw recently, 50% reduction. And then rates of death from overdose have dropped drastically. And
I don't have those numbers in front of me, but everything I've read about Portugal's experiment, I haven't seen one negative thing. I see all kinds of negative stuff with the war on drugs. I haven't seen one negative thing that has to do with Portugal's decriminalization.
Yeah, people getting infected with AIDS or hepatitis from using dirty needles, that's gone down drastically because people are actually able to go get fresh needles. They're not having to share the dirty ones. They're not using contaminated. So, yeah, it's been a rousing success, and hopefully it catches on, and I think that's what they're doing here in Ireland. It would remain a crime to profit from either the sale or distribution of illegal drugs, but the drug takers would no longer be criminalized for their addictions or simple recreational use. That's not an addiction. And the article here seems to imply that everybody that uses is an addict, and that is absolutely not true. There are people that, you know, they recreationally use substances, and they do so responsibly. Mr. O'Riordan says, I am firmly of the view that there needs to be a cultural shift in how we regard substance misuse if we are to break the cycle and make a serious attempt to tackle drug and alcohol addiction. However, he told the Irish Times that there is a strong consensus that drugs across the board should be decriminalized. He said it would be for Ireland's next government to discuss. His comments follow a leaked report from the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime that appeared to call for worldwide decriminalization. And this was the document that WikiLeaks got a hold of and published. And then the UN quickly rescinded and said, no, we never published that document. The report from the UN that was withdrawn by pressure from at least one nation. That nation, reportedly the U.S., put pressure on the international body to bury the findings of Dr. Monica Begg, the chief of the HIV/AIDS section of the UN's Office of Drug and Crime in Vienna.
So the drug war, as it exists throughout Europe and the United States, increases the incidences of AIDS?
Yes, because people are using dirty needles because they're not able to get clean needles. So what do? Well, you keep reusing the one you have. You wash it out. And then there's things to where if you have any amount of residue of any drug substance on a needle, mere possession of that needle is illegal.
Yeah.
So if you try to take the needle to, say, a sharps dispenser at a doctor's office, well, you get stopped for anything. Oh, you jaywalked.
Yeah.
You were in the middle of the street when the don't walk thing came on, and, well, you know, whatever, you're being stopped, investigated. Oh, you've got a needle, and now you're arrested for possession of drugs. Doesn't matter that, you know, the only thing on there is, like, you know, 1 grain of whatever. You've got something that has drugs on it, so therefore possession. Plus, they can charge you with paraphernalia and all of these other.
These are the tricks that are employed by, the folks that are paid and charged with, carrying out the war on drugs. And you're going to use any trick in the book to win the games that you're told to win in life, too. Especially if you consider the stakes to be high, like, I don't know, Western civilization.
Right.
And oftentimes people who work for the government are constantly telling themselves, if we don't do this, Western civilization can crumble. Oftentimes they'll say things like, well, if we let this person get away with it, then we have to let everybody get away with it. But that's what that means. That's what that phrase means.
Civilization as we know it will cease to exist. There will be blood in the streets.
Yeah.
Now, there's a chart here that they have in the middle of this article that was put out by a group called Transform Getting Drugs Under Control.
What's that stand for?
That's the name of the group.
Transform Getting Drugs Under Control?
Yes. I'll tell you what
title.
The chart says in a moment.
I'd like to transform. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 Free Talk Live, LRN.FM on Skype.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you are welcome to call in and comment on the experiment that Ireland is embarking upon here. They're going to be decriminalizing drugs, not just marijuana. We've seen full legalization of marijuana, well, largely full legalization of marijuana in places like Colorado, Washington.
No, we've seen taxation and regulation structures of cannabis in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and Alaska.
Well, I can tell you libertarians can't come to a conclusion as to what these terms mean.
Everybody can agree what a taxation and regulation structure is. That's sure. When something is taxed and regulated.
Don't they have marijuana stamp taxes on the federal level, and they just don't issue them, and therefore when you...
Those got thrown out as unconstitutional in the 60s.
Okay, thanks very much for that. I do know that people, there is a federal marijuana distribution program where there are still people who receive marijuana cigarettes.
There's like four people.
Yeah, there's like four people that are like grown at some university and they get a big tin of...
University of Mississippi.
Of joints once a month or something like that. It's
yes.
A hilarious program. Nonetheless, go ahead.
But cannabis, according to the feds, has absolutely zero medicinal value. That's why it's on Schedule 1. But here, have it as medicine.
Let's try this out. You can't blame them for trying it. It's just that they don't follow through and they don't see they don't look at the obviousness that some people are helped by this drug. Or I don't know why I call it a drug. It's a plant. The drug within the plant? The help by the plant? I don't know. The number's 855-450-3733. Is Ireland going to slip into a cesspool of anarchy because they are decriminalizing the possession of heroin and cocaine like Portugal has and Amsterdam has, and those places are seeing lower incidences of drug use, especially among teenagers? 855-450-3733. Go ahead.
And one of the things that they'll be doing in Ireland, at least starting in Dublin, is having what they call injection rooms, to where people can go to these certain facilities, presumably government-operated, and then use drugs. And this group, Transform Drug Policy, is the full name of the group, but the graphic just says, Transform, Getting Drugs Under Control. They have a chart that says number of people who died as a result of illicit heroin and morphine use in England and Wales in 2011 was 596.
Okay.
Number of people who died in a supervised drug injection facility at any time ever, anywhere in the world.
Okay.
Zero.
You know, prescription drugs have a lot of people that die based on, you know, they're just using regular usage, the you know, prescribed usage that people will die doing that. It sounds like these, what do we call them, illicit drugs? I don't know how to call an organ, you know, a drug.
Basically, illicit means illegal.
Okay. A street drug that is administered through a legal program is no longer an illegal drug. You know what I mean?
Well, it's still, you know, illegal because they're saying that it'll be an offense to profit from the distribution, but possession will be allowed.
All right. Well, okay.
Discussing the plan to open injection rooms, Mr. O'Riordan, that's the Irish drug czar guy who's not called a drug czar, but basically same thing, said that they would be, quote, unquote, clinically controlled environments that would aim to prevent already vulnerable individuals from exposing themselves to further risk. He says research has shown that the use of supervised injecting centers is associated with self-reported reductions in injecting risk behaviors, and he hopes that more injection rooms will open in other cities across Ireland,
so
including Cork, Galway, and everybody's favorite Irish town, Limerick.
Oh, God. So you just had to get a Limerick comment.
Yeah. There once was a man from Nantucket.
Yeah. You can't say the next line.
I know.
So what he's saying
except that he was from Nantucket.
Yeah. What he's saying is here that apparently when you allow people, when you don't chase after people for injecting and these sorts of things, that they're more likely to seek help. They're more likely to, you know, live a better life after they recover and these sorts of things, right?
When somebody doesn't have to risk or think that they're risking putting themselves in the way of the criminal justice system for seeking medical help, then people are more likely to go get medical help.
Makes sense.
If being obese was illegal, or having an addiction to cigarettes was illegal, then people that are obese and have addictions to cigarettes would not seek medical treatment to fix their problems.
Right. They wouldn't want to be seen as this vilified underclass or whatever, right?
But no, if I go to get help, then I risk being arrested just for saying I have this problem. I'm addicted to cigarettes. Well, I've now said it, and that's illegal, so I could go to jail.
But it's not just that. It's a societal thing at the same time that goes along with the illegality. Which is worse, being a heroin addict or being an alcoholic?
Yes.
I don't mean worse from a logical standpoint, but which one is viewed by society as worse?
By society as worse, heroin addict.
Why?
Well, because it's illegal.
That's exactly
but
the reason.
The way I look at it, they're both horrible because, like, you've got a medical problem and you need help.
You probably can function in your day-to-day life if you, you know, if heroin was, say, cost the same as alcohol, you'd be able to function as probably better on as with a heroin addiction than you would with an alcohol addiction. Because alcoholics, you know, they drink themselves into oblivion and wake up with these splitting headaches and they can't function for the day. And then they drink themselves into oblivion and wake up with splitting headaches and then can't function for the day.
I used to work hospital security and I would get called in various times for you need to watch this person. They're, you know, all jacked up on this drug or that drug. The people that always gave problems were the alcoholics that came in that had blood alcohol levels that I cannot even comprehend how they were standing with this blood alcohol level. The one that I recall offhand, a lady came in with a 0.47 blood alcohol level.
Wow.
Meaning that nearly 50% of what was in her alcohol stream was blood.
No, that's not the number. 0.47 is a large 0.8, 0.47. Yeah, 0.47 is well above what you should be to live, but that's not
So that's not half. That's like half of still half of 1%. But still, that's a huge number. That's
it's a huge number.
Seven times almost.
What was she like?
She was standing up and she was talking. And she was not wanting to stay in the hospital because she wanted to go home and have more alcohol.
Was she basically just incoherent? You know, like a, you know, like a crazy person?
Slightly more coherent than your typical crazy person.
Yeah.
But they had to wait until her alcohol level came below the 0.08 level in order for the psychiatrist to come speak with her to find out if she was actually crazy.
Yeah, I bet that's the case.
Watched her for 40 hours before she was sober enough to actually get treated as a patient.
She probably hasn't been that sober in a long time. I wonder, you know, from a moral standpoint,
she ripped her IV out a couple of times.
I'm sure she did. Controlling somebody who's in a state like that, they're so, they're not in their right minds.
Right.
Is using physical force against that person with their best interest in heart, and I don't mean from a government standpoint, I just mean generally, is that acceptable? What do you think? 855-450-3733. You got a story that you can tell me around this? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Free Talk Live.
Can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war.
Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about what's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Looks like they're decriminalizing drugs in Ireland. Wonder if the United States is going to be the last Western country to do that. I mean, maybe we just make too much money off the war on drugs. Too many prosecutors, organized criminals, and police officers keep their jobs because of it.
And did you hear the news out of Mexico?
What's that?
Where the Mexican Supreme Court ruled 4-1 that people have a right to use medical cannabis and that the laws against recreational cannabis are probably unconstitutional.
That should be interesting. Let's go to Nathan calling in from, I believe, Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Mark. If there's anyone who knows what a typical crazy person is like, it must be you, Daryl, if you worked at a hospital.
Yes, and there was a psych unit, and I dealt with crazy people all the time.
Were they typical in any way? I mean, was there one, you know, like a general form of crazy? Because I feel like I can sense it, right? Like at some point, or not everybody, but, you know, it's like, oh, I'm talking within a few minutes, within a, you know, 30 seconds. You're like, huh. I'm talking to a crazy person. There was this lady when I worked.
Mark's like, I do that like 6 nights a week.
I'm not talking about people who call in on the radio. But
I'm Johnson.
Okay. Very good. But I used to work at a gym, and there was this lady who would come in, and we'd chit chat, and one time she comes in and she said, "The helicopters are after me again." And I said, "Excuse me, ma'am? The helicopters. Didn't you see it go overhead?" "Well, no, there's a roof here. I didn't see it go overhead." "They're watching me." "Why would somebody send a helicopter to watch you? That's a really expensive way to watch somebody." You know, and then she kind of goes off and does her thing. Realize, oh, that's a crazy person. Yeah. Oh, interesting. I didn't even know that. Go ahead, Nathan.
Well, I wanted to talk about something called the culture of victimhood. In the past, you said that victimhood is a very disempowering state of mind to be in, correct?
Yes. I find victimhood to be very, very frustrating. I like the idea that I'm in complete control of my life. Obviously, I'm not. But that mindset.
You're in such denial about your victimness.
Right. But that that mindset.
You're a victim of the victimhood culture. Hood, yeah. Denial.
I could make a great argument for my own victimhood. I just don't care to. Go ahead, Nathan.
Well, it may not be true for a while, or it may not be true in the future that victimhood is disempowering. If this paper is true,
what paper?
It's by Campbell and Manning, and it's about basically their claim is that we're entering a new age of victimhood, whereas in the past, you had two different cultures. Like initially, you had a culture of honor where people would respond, with a lot of, aggression to small insults or slights. Like think of like an old Western where they're, duking it out at high noon, over an insult.
They had to outlaw dueling in the early 19th century.
Exactly. We progressed over to a culture where you don't use violence directly, but you can appeal to like a government or you can call the police if it's a really big thing. But in general, people who, go to the court a lot and are very litigious or somewhat looked down on. But the general idea is that you, don't take care of it yourself. You have a culture of dignity that they call it in the paper where everyone is assumed to have dignity. You don't have to earn it, like in the other one with honor, where you have to, like, be physically strong and really claim your honor.
And or at least be skilled with a gun or a sword.
Right. And their claim is that we're entering a third age now where not only can you aggressively respond to slights or, even trivial insults, but you can do so by appealing to an external authority. So it's combining the worst of the previous two stages. So, and, of course, they're talking about the college campuses, with trigger words and microaggressions.
But on a college campus, you're not going to get slapped in the face for using a trigger word, right? I mean, there's not
but someone will go to the school administrator.
Sure, but that's
and then they use that external aggression. They're not using the aggression directly.
What I'm what I'm asking him is that he's saying that we're having the worst of both worlds, and I say we have a less violent culture than we did a few decades ago. I am I'm not understanding what's being said here.
Oh, I meant worse, just that in the sense of you're expected to personally, respond to this, but also, the idea that you portray instead of making a physical display with your sword or your, sidearm or whatever, you make a display of victimhood. They talk about in the paper where you loudly explain your victim status. He was a white male, or he was a, he threatened me, or he used a triggering word, or, whatever it might be. And then, the other people will also feel compelled by, since that's what's giving you status in the culture of victimhood, other people will also use that. So the white male will say, oh, well, I was the victim of reverse sexism. So,
I get it. I think that, to some extent I really feel like Al Gore was right when he said that there was two Americas, and that the Americas,
smart America and dumb America,
that people are getting so far separated from each other on sort of political spectrums that we essentially need different organizations to deal with those folks. I shouldn't have to deal with somebody who wets themselves every time you use the term hard work or a variety of other things. That I mean, there was a, I think it was an MSNBC host that got all worked up about somebody saying hard work.
Mike Rowe, the guy from Dirty Jobs.
There's a woman.
No, oh. Mike Rowe was the one that said hard work.
Yeah. The suggestion was you can't say hard work because people picked cotton at one point. It's ridiculous.
Okay, my grandfather picked cotton when he was a kid.
Yeah, well, not good enough.
I'm curious what you all think of the idea that, this could go, because that's what they're claiming here, is that this is going to become a culture, not just limited to a college campus, that we're going to see it just in the culture generally.
My thought process is either the Free State Project works as a self-empowerment program where people who believe in the ideas of liberty can, move to a place where folks, value this, and progressively we're going to have a more libertarian culture, or I'm leaving. That's ultimately what it comes down to. I really don't care what the college professors do to the minds of college students because, frankly, that's your problem, America. You created it. You funded it. You've put up with it. You're going to vote for it over and over again. I don't care. Sit in your own psychological filth. That's how I feel.
My thought is I would like to see people resolve their differences without using outside aggression. And if that means that, let's just assume for a second, Johnson, that me and you have a beef. And I say, I want to take you to arbitration. And you say, well, I want to fight you in the middle of the street. As long as we mutually agree on how to, describe or settle the difference,
But that difference is only going to be solved to say who's the better dueler. I mean, that's a stupid way to decide, right? Like, I have an opinion, you have an opinion. Let's fight about it. Only solves the problem of who's a better fighter, not who has the correct opinion. This is the answer of stupid people.
We could wind up playing a game of chess. Like,
that's
still
not
going to
solve the problem.
It doesn't, but as long as it's mutually agreed upon, and if he says, I will only, you know, solve this, or the only way we can solve this is this way, and I say no, then we agree to disagree and go our separate ways.
I wish that people would agree to disagree, but they don't. Nathan?
I know.
Well, I'm curious. Johnson didn't say anything. Like, what do you think? Well, like, what's your reaction when it's just like you can trigger people just at the 7-Eleven or just, you know, I mean, because it kind of scares me because it's like now it's limited to college campuses, but you know, how do you handle it if it like a virus it goes beyond?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it requires you to care. You know, like the problem is that you know people are accepting that it's acceptable to use force against people just because they've offended you. Oh no, I have the right to be protected from being offended. No, you don't. Shut up, dummy. That's how I feel about it. And it's like, okay, well, you know, oh, you triggered me. Really? It was that easy? Rape.
And so let me talk about this other culture that's not really being talked about. And that's the culture of people that just want to be as offensive as possible for the sake of being offensive.
Jerks.
And I think that, you know, that isn't being discussed as much as it should be. It's only the people that are being offended by the overly offensive people. It costs you nothing to be a decent human being.
Okay, but here's where the problem comes in. And yes, there are people who are especially on the internet, who go around like just trying to offend people all the time. But then there's this whole culture that's coming around. Like, there are stand-up comedians. It's like, it's in the context of humor. They're trying to do a show, or they're trying to do, you know, entertain people, and people are getting offended. Well, don't watch it then.
Hey, that's the solution. But there's some great entertainment to be had over at our new Facebook page.
Website.
Website. Yeah, it's freetalklive.com. You're going to love it. Check it out. freetalklive.com.
You might be triggered on the Facebook page.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.